If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Calgary Stampeders franchise quarterback Vernon Adams Jr. joins us. And Vernon, you were just going through it, man. The people that you've been traded for are quality.
Yeah,
real quality, and you know it. Can you run through it?
Yes. So like I was just saying before, in 2016, Montreal traded their first overall pick for me from BC because BC had my rights. So I went there. The second trade, I got traded Montreal to Saskatchewan for Tavon Campbell, one of the highest paid corners in the league this year. Great, great player. Went to the NFL as well. And then the last trade the third trade was me for Charleston Hughes and from Saskatchewan to Hamilton. He's a future Hall of Famer. So, hey, I'm getting traded for something. You know what I'm saying? I think this last one from BC to Calgary, that was like the only one. I was like, they ain't trading me for nothing. But, hey, it is what it is, man.
I never thought about it that way. It is actually really unique. It seems like you're settled and comfortable. In Calgary, in a good way, I mean that, as the franchise guy. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel great, man. Going into year two, I feel like it should be a big year for me. You know, kind of how when I got traded to BC in 2022. Dang, I forgot about that trade. But traded to BC in 2022, and I was rocky at first filling in for Nathan. And then in 2023, my second year is when I led the league in passing yards with 4,700 yards with Jordan McSimmick, who really elevated my game. Shout out to JM. It's my guy. And, so I'm going into year two with Pat Delmonico, my OC, Dave Dixon, the head coach. Always wanted to play for Dave. And I just, I'm excited. I'm excited to take those next steps and do what I need to do to help this team.
How does Vernon Adams Jr. get to the point where he wins a playoff game as a starter? Hmm. I think that's what people are talking about. We've seen you have great stretches in the regular season, but how do you elevate in the playoffs?
Yes, I love that question, man. First, I did win a game as a starter in BC in 2023. It was my best game I ever played against Calgary. Three rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns. But I hear what you're saying. It's getting past that second game. You know, okay, first game, okay, boom, boom, boom. It's time to get past that second game. Yeah, I think it's all about consistency. Like you said, man. I've started these last 3 years probably MOP race, you know, middle of the season, VA's there, and then an injury or I just get complacent and then boom, and I hit rock bottom. I either lose four in a row or I get injured and we start going like this, you know what I'm saying? And I've been telling everybody else here, man, I just want to be more consistent, man. And I say it every year, but I literally want to be more consistent for my team, for the organizations, for the fans, and not just this Calgary fans, the CFL fans, man. I got a lot of fans all over the CFL, man, and they want to see great things out of me. And that's what everybody wants, you know. They want to see me win a championship. And I think it takes that once you get here, man, and keep it there, you know, keep it there. Don't get complacent. Don't stop doing your routine that you normally do and things like that. So, that's my thing. So any of my teammates that's watching this, man, I'm telling y'all right here, man, hey, hold me accountable to the highest standard. We got a standard and let's hold it. Let's go, fellas.
You have been in that MLP conversation multiple times with some hot streaks. And dude, my apologies. I totally forgot about the 2023 win in BC. That was a dominant game from your point of view. I got to make sure we get that on the record. How do you keep those hot streaks going, like you said, or how do you make it so it's not, like you said, where you hit rock bottom in the middle or partway through the season?
Right. And I think it's doing what got you there. You know what I'm saying? Like I talked about routine, just continuing to keep your same routine and going harder when you get to the middle. You know what I'm saying? Middle of the season. Kahari Jones said it best, man. Do less better. Like, don't start going out of your way to do different things that you weren't doing in the beginning of the season or doing that. What helped you got here, you know what I'm saying, to get there. And so, yeah, just keeping that routine, man, staying locked in, on and off the field, make sure my mental is sharp, talking to the right people, hanging around the right people, and just little things like that.
One thing that's become routine for you is hosting a bunch of your teammates in the offseason and literally paying for, like, the entire trip.
Yeah.
So what's on tap this offseason?
Yes, sir. Next Wednesday, we fly out. We all fly out from our respective cities. We're going out to San Diego area from April 8th through the 12th. And, yeah, man, we wanted to get some good weather, be next to the beach, fellowship, get that chemistry on and off the field. And that way we know in a month from now, we know what we need to work on. You know, whether, okay, this guy breaks this out route like this. This guy breaks it like this. And I missed him on this one. So, okay, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to work on this. This is how he runs it. Make sure I hit it on time. But this one, I could do two hitches. But this one, I had to do it on one. You know, so that's QB talk right there. But, yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying? I just, yeah, just something like that.
What other teammates are coming with me?
Yep. So, we got Jalen Philpott, Reggie Begelton, Clark Barnes, Deshaun Brissett, Eric Brooks, Tevin Jones, Dedrick Mills, Josh Love. He lives down there in the San Diego area. And then we got three other rookies popping in, too, that, like, live in the area. One lives in the area, and the other two, they're coming in, too, to learn from these vets. So I think it's going to be good for us. They get a head start on the playbook, and they get a head start on training camp as well, those rookies.
That's a great crew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Mills can go for 1,400 yards again, like he did last year?
Yes, he can. You know, we keep running, run blocking like we were. He keeps running that rock like he was. He's got a great head on his shoulders, man. His fiance has got him locked in as well. So really happy for him and what he's doing, man. And he's earned his payday, and he's going to keep earning it. And I love handing the ball.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Off and just turn around like, yes, go, Mills. You know, it's probably the healthiest season I've had in my career. You know, I played 17 games, had that one from a little off balance concussion type deal. But that was it, you know. And other than that, I was healthy because we were able to run the ball so well. Other teams I was on, we didn't run the ball as much, you know, we were way more pass, you know. So yeah, it helps a lot.
Early in the season, and even probably into the midseason, people were looking at Calgary going like, that team looks like a real problem because of the way you were playing. Mills running the ball, the defense in particular, Jalen Hutchings. And I kept hearing about it because I do the broadcast for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders games, and all the Rough Riders fans wanted no part of Calgary. You guys beat them twice, and it looked like it was pretty handily done both times. So all the talk in Regina coming to playoff time was, we want no part of the Stampeders. How can that team carry that through a season and then ultimately to a Grey Cup, which is being hosted in Calgary?
Right. I hit on it a bit earlier, just accountability. Accountability for everyone. You know, it's unspoken, but when you get somewhere in the middle of the season, guys' bodies get tired. You know, they get tired, and guys want to start choosing more fast food over the healthy food that they've been eating. And that affects your body, you know what I'm saying, whether you like it or not. And that's it. Just holding each other accountable, understanding the standard is here. And like I said, it just keep doing the same things we've been doing, guys. Let's keep doing that. So in the long run, this will pay off. You know, it'll pay off, and we'll see it, you know. And you know, that's it. Getting to the playoffs and not turning the ball over as a quarterback, and defense getting stops when they need to, and running the rock in those cold games. You know, that's what those cold games are for. That's why a running back like Mills, that's what he's for. That's why he gets paid. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. So that's it. And it all comes together with coaching and training staff and everybody. It's a complete team effort.
Did you feel like Calgary was that dangerous team that people were talking about on the outside?
Yes, definitely. We saw, you know, because we started number 9, you know, at the beginning of the year, and we slowly climbed our ways up and, you know, sweeping through Saskatchewan and Winnipeg. And that's neither here nor there, you know, because Sask is the Grey Cup champions now. And but, you know, we scratched and clawed all the way up, you know, to get to that point. And now, like I said, it's about me. You know, everyone else can, you know, I want them to be consistent too, but I have to make sure me, because at the end of the day, each team's only going to go as far as their quarterback. Whether we like it or not, they're going to go as far as the quarterback. We do need help as quarterbacks, but the quarterback has to be locked in and on his best game, you know, when it matters after Labor Day. Okay, let's hit that peak and let's start being consistent. You know, it can't be too much of this. You know, all the good teams who win the championships, you see them, they start hitting it like this, you know, winning those last 4 or 5 games in a row and going into playoffs feeling good. So, yeah.
How many more years do you want to play in the CFL?
Right.
You trying to get to 40 like some guys talk about?
I don't know about 40 because my game is a little bit different, but I think like 38, 30. I think that'd be a good time. And then maybe, you know, maybe I could be that backup veteran, you know, for another come in ready to go. You know what I'm saying? For 39 and 40. But, I was thinking about it the other day, talking to Coach Sherman the other day, who was my coach in Montreal in 2018. And he was like, man, you can get to 20. You know what I'm saying? You just stay healthy and you keep playing. I'm going on year 11 now. So, you know, that's 9 more. So I'm excited for the opportunity. But 1 year at a time. And I don't want it to go by too fast because this life is going by fast, y'all.
Very true, man. I asked because we hear from quarterbacks so often, like Trevor Harris and Cody Fajardo, Bo Levi Mitchell, that they're year to year. You kind of just said that you're in that mindset as well. But you're in your younger 30s compared to where, especially Trevor Harris is. He's going to be 40 years old in 2026. So you still feel like you have a bunch of good years in front of you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in my best years of football right now, especially had working with great football minds. Like I said, Jordan McSimmick, and now Dave Dickerson and Pat DeMonico. You know, Jarius Jackson is now here with us as our quarterback coach. I love talking to him on the phone and picking his brain. You know, I worked with him when I was in 2017 in Sask, but he was a younger coach. I was a younger player, immature player, but since then he's been an OC, an intern head coach, and things like that. So he's grown a ton, you know. So I'm very excited to keep picking his brain and learning from him and elevating my game.
I got to ask you real quick before I let you go. Damian Alford, did you see that NFL ability quickly when he joined Calgary?
The Moose, of course, man. Look, look, we drafted him. And I was in Montreal last year, right after we drafted him. We hit the field, right? And we're throwing just me and him. And he had the NFL opportunities. I knew he was going down there. I think he went to Kansas City. And on one of our last throws, we were throwing back shoulders. And I said, I'm going to throw this where I know he can't catch it. I'm going to throw where I know he can't catch it. So I threw it super high. And he went up in one hand, full stretched out. I said, okay, so I called Coach Marcus Howell, like, hey, I don't think we're going to get him, Coach. I don't think we're going to get him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he came back, and we did have him for the year, and he had a hell of a stretch when Clark Barnes was hurt right there for in the middle of the season for a bit. He had a hell of a stretch. And then, and look, he's got his opportunity in the NFL. I told him, we went to the hockey game in Montreal, the Victoire hockey game a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, I don't want to see you this year. I want you to stay down there. Get your money, get your opportunity, and play that NFL football. So hopefully he does that. And if I do see him, though, I'm okay with it. But I want him to get his opportunity.